Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you. And of course, it's a Buffalo Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your day the Crosby's way. Earlier, we heard from Sean McDermott. Check that on demand at WGR550.com and the Odyssey app. He gave us a Barnes injury report brought to you by the Barnes firm. Car crash? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Really no changes on the injury report for today. The team will have a walkthrough, so expect what you saw yesterday as far as who's limited, who's out there. But then tomorrow's the big day for this week because a Monday night game to see who's actually going to be ruled out. As of now, Bills head coach Sean McDermott said no one is ruled out for the game on Monday night. Speaking of Monday night, Bills, Jets, Meadowlands, East Rutherford, New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. What's the weather going to be like? Let's talk with Patrick Hammer.
Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
And Patrick Hamer joins us right now, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist on the West Her Hotline. Good morning to you, buddy. Happy Friday to you.
And to you, I got to start things off by saying I was a little disappointed with your interview with Coach McDermott. Because he announced that he's not a big Motley Crue fan.
And I know.
That kind of hit hard. You know,
he didn't say that. What he said was it wasn't at the top of his list, of his playlist.
He's familiar with a few songs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's familiar with a few songs. So I guess you're right. He didn't say, like, he didn't like them. But you're right.
Yeah, it wasn't his cup of tea. It's fine. I just was like, I thought he was going to start talking about an experience he had at a concert or, you know.
You thought he was going to be a roadie, right? You thought he was going to be a roadie, just traveling around the country with Vince Neil and Nikki Sixx and Mick Mars and Tommy.
His real nickname is Dr. Feelgood. I thought that's what he'd say, but no.
That would have been an amazing soundbite. If Sean McDermott came on the radio and I asked him about Motley Crue and he said, you know, Sal, in my younger days, they called me Dr. Feelgood. We would be playing that over and over as a liner here on WGR for many years.
For years to come. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, listen, obviously, let's just start with the seriousness of what happened in Florida this week. And obviously, we've talked many times over the years about me living there and having family and friends there. This was a direct hit to where I used to live. This was Siesta Key was the direct hit, but just south of there, Englewood is the town that I lived in, and the major extension of damage there and down into Port Charlotte and Punta Gorda. And this is an area that's already been reeling. Thankfully for me, that I'll report that the friends and family, I know that they're okay, but people have a lot of damage. My mother-in-law lives in Venice. She had some damage to her backyard. Her house is good, fortunately. But boy, Pat, I mean, this hurricane, I'll just give you the floor to talk about watching this thing and grow to what it grew and what it did.
Yeah, and it kind of hit an area. I don't know if you were there in 2004, I think, Hurricane Charlie.
I went through Hurricane Charlie. It's the only one like this that I've ever really gone through, and then I said I never want to go through this again.
Yeah, and that was a similar storm in terms of size and strength. Yeah, this one was remarkable in the sense that it kind of did a weird thing. It's not unheard of, but it came from the west and moved to the east. Directly, yeah. And that's not a usual path that hurricanes take. The fact that it, you know, two major hurricanes hitting the same side of Florida within, you know, 10 days or 2 weeks is just incredible. And the fact that this storm went from like a bunch of clouds to a Cat 5 in like 16 hours. I mean, it exploded. Yeah. And if there's anything that we were lucky is that the storm did weaken as it made landfall. So the storm surge could have been a lot worse. It was certainly bad, but you know, there was, you know, possibilities in Tampa, especially of, you know, 15-foot storm surges. Luckily it didn't get that high, But nonetheless, for Siesta Key, Sarasota, and Point South, it was a terrible storm. And unfortunately, we're not necessarily done. It's going to quiet down for a while, but there are signs that tropical activity may ramp up again by the end of the month. So that's something to watch.
There's a couple disturbances out there. The next named storm would be Nadine. Hurricane season goes till the end of November. I'm reading a little bit about Nadine. It looks like to me, just from what I've read, I'm not the meteorologist during this portion, but there's not expected to be any sort of development now, but you still have to monitor it for the future.
Absolutely. And I think there's a couple systems that may form potentially down the road, 10, 12 days in the Gulf of Mexico again. So we're not out of the woods. Yeah, it's been a season that was so quiet initially, just, you know, just ramped up quickly.
Yeah, it seemed like it's been later this year. But like I said, goes through November. That water's pretty warm out there. All right, so the Bills obviously play in New York Monday night. I love going to New York City this time of year. I think it's fantastic. October, early mid-October. It's a great city to walk around in. Are we going to be able to do that this weekend? I know a lot of Joe's playing Bethpage Black tomorrow, by the way. He's going there. He's playing Bethpage Black, and then he'll be enjoying New York City. I know a lot of people who go there for this game. It's a holiday that the Bills play on. So what are we looking at for the weekend and for the game?
So when we were talking a week ago, Sal, we said, hey, can't turn our heads away from the weather potential for the Jets game. And the good news is there's a system coming, but it's going to move through before the game. If you are heading to New York, Sunday doesn't look great. Like here, there will be rain showers there on Sunday. But Sunday night into Monday, it'll dry out. It'll be breezy. It will be on Monday itself in the 60s for highs. But by game time, it'll be in the 50s. So it'll be kind of a nice fall day on Monday. It will be breezy in New York and New Jersey, but rain-free. The rain that moves through, the same rain that's going to be moving through here on Sunday will move through there Sunday night, and it should be done, wrapped up on Monday. So the weather looks pretty good.
So dress warm for the game, because it's going to be a little bit chilly and a little bit breezy, but you shouldn't have to worry too much about precipitation.
No, it looked like there was a chance.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
because there is a pretty strong storm moving through New England that's going to stir up the wind. But most of the rain with this, and by the way, high elevation snow, will stay well north of New York, more so in New England and upstate New York. So I think dress for cool temperatures for sure on Monday night.
Okay, and obviously I have already started to look at the Bills' next home game, which is a week from Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. I know, Pat Hammer, it's a little too early to look at all of that stuff, but it looks like maybe a warming trend next week. Are we looking at that?
Yeah. Okay, so the week is going to start off like November, early November, 40s.
Oof.
with rain showers Monday, Tuesday. Can't rule out a few hilltop snowflakes in the southern tier Monday night and Tuesday. So it is going to be a real fall feel to start next week. But as you said, it does warm up by the end of the week. I think Sunday has a chance of being a really nice day. We're going to be in the 60s, it looks like, so temperatures will warm. There is a front that will be approaching on Sunday, but given that it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, I think the game gets in before that front gets here, so it should be a pretty nice day with maybe a little breezy, but it will be much warmer than the rest of the week. 40s for highs in October is pretty cool. But yeah, by next Sunday, we're back in the 60s.
Hey, the weekend though, people here, this is like this is a big weekend for like the people going to the pumpkin farms and, you know, you're wrapping up. I know some golf out there. People want to get the last few weekends in there. I mean, we're traveling, obviously I'm traveling to the game, but I won't leave till Sunday, you know, with the team charter because the game's on Monday night. So I got some time on, we got some baseball this weekend, still some fall baseball going around with people, just a lot going on. Sabres game at home tomorrow night. Just what does it look like this weekend here in Western New York?
Saturday's your day, okay, for outdoor stuff. Looks good. Temperature's right around 60. Not bad, but a pretty nice day. Sunday just kind of looks lousy. 50s for highs, cloudy skies, some showers around, breezy. So, no, I'm not saying, hey, do we cancel our trip to Fall Fest in Ellicottville? No, of course, go. But it's just going to be a little damp. So if you want to do golf and you want to do outdoor stuff, Saturday's your day.
All right. You ever see Motley Crue live?
1988.
Yes!
Monsters of Rock Tour.
Love this.
Candlestick Park. It was this was the lineup. Jet Boy, who I don't even remember who they are. Poison.
Yes.
Okay? And then Motley Crue. And the crew, this is when Tommy Lee introduced his like 360 swivel drum set,
yes,
where they would lift him up and then he would start spinning and he's drumming upside down. It was insane.
That is what a great story. I love that. And so we saw them, my wife and I went, and we just moved back to Buffalo 2011, I believe it was. We go to Darien Lake to see them. Okay, they go to Darien Lake, they play in the amphitheater. This is 13 years ago now, and we said, you've been in Darien Lake for concerts, right? You been there?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so in the middle there, they have like underneath the pavilion, right in the middle. We were kind of sitting there, and they come out. They're playing Home Sweet Home. They literally walk off stage, get into a scissors lift, a bucket on the scissors lift, right next to us in the middle there, and it goes up the scissors lift as they're playing Home Sweet Home on the guitars and singing.
Oh,
okay, it was amazing.
Awesome.
It was just great. Now listen, the rest of the concert, they pretty much had the music really high because Vince Neil's voice was terrible. So they had the music really high. It's okay. The novelty was amazing. So anyway, my wife, Jana, she's from Germany originally. She didn't have any idea really about Motley Crue or that I liked them. So she's like, yeah, I'll go with you. I don't care. I don't care if she necessarily loved the music or not. It was just the fact that we were there together enjoying it, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the point was, she was fine with it. Years ago, they did this documentary called The Dirt, right? You see this thing? It was called The Dirt or Dirt Motley Crue. So we're watching it. It's this documentary on Motley Crue. And it's like literally 10 years after we went to this concert. And then she finally looks at me and goes, wait a minute. When we went to see them, Tommy Lee was in this band? I'm like, what are you talking about? Yes, we saw him that night. She knew Tommy Lee.
Oh, but she didn't know that.
Like, never put two and two together.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I was in Las Vegas, probably in the early 2000s, and we were at a steakhouse at a hotel. And we walk up, we're sitting by the bar, and I look over, and I'm with a group of about like seven buddies. There's Vince Neil.
Oh, wow.
And Vince Neil was sitting at the bar. His face looked like a raisin, but he looked a little weathered, but to be within 10 feet of him, of course we left him alone, didn't say anything, but there he was with his, I don't know if it was girlfriend, wife, date, whatever, but there he was. And so I kind of got two experiences with the crew, but that's a concert in 1988 I'll never forget. And then his voice was still good. He could still hit the high notes.
There you go.
I think Vince Neil now like sticks the mic out to the crowd and tries to let the crowd sing, right?
Hey, whatever you got to do to make it work. Last thing before I let you go, what did you wear to that 88 concert, whatever it was you said, 89? Was it like, what did you have a headband on, long hair? What'd you look like?
I had kind of a little bit of a Sean Cassidy flow going, you know, a little longer, a little blonder hair back then. And it's funny you ask. I think that same year I saw Boston on tour. Yeah, and I think I had a Boston T-shirt on. this was after this third. It was called the third. I forget their third album. You know, they didn't have a ton of stuff, but their third album, they toured that. So I think I wore the Boston rock, you know, rock T-shirt is what I wore. With the flowing hair.
Well, I'll do the radio thing and segue here and say, anytime you come on, we get more than a feeling. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much for doing
that.
There we go. Pat Hammer, hey, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for the updates, buddy. And listen, Monday, Josh and Zach will be hosting. I'll be in New York, but I know that your phone will be open if there's any changes in the weather, if they just want to talk to you about what's happening Monday night.
I'll be here.
All right, thanks a lot. You got it. Pat Hammer right there on the West Her Hotline, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. What a great guy. Always appreciate him joining us on a Friday and taking his time out. We'll take a time out here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Friday Extra Point Show, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.